Lucy, Super Sally, Super Joe, these will make them so, so happy. Don't know, you have to make these white men in their 40s feel happier. Don't ask where they were when they were 6.
Say normally he's a beautiful handsome.
Normally he sounds like this, but today he sounds a little like that.
Yeah.
Not happening, dude.
Not enough semen.
Maybe
gargling
a full,
with.
Damn.
That's the kind of jokes you guys do on here?
Yeah, unfortunately so, Michael. I had no idea he was going to go so blue right out of the gate.
I know,
you're
dude.
A gay guy.
Damn, dude. Well, welcome back to another exciting episode of Super Sally Joe's. Joining us, the official third mic of the podcast.
Oh, hell yeah.
3 appearances under his belt. This is unprecedented for a sub 100 episode podcast.
Yeah.
This is unheard of, but people love him. People want more of him. I'm always saying to the fans, what do you want aside from the assassination of Donald Trump? And they said, we want Michael Good back on the pod.
Oh,
Michael,
that's
very
so nice.
Good.
Yeah.
I liked it. My favorite is you did that on my podcast.
Yeah.
And then Santiago started freaking out.
He's Santiago, like, and oh, my self-produced comedy special's coming out. What if they think I'm going to kill the president? Yeah, dude. You know what? The day a comedian doesn't want to fucking unload some fucking hot lead into our elected official is the day I'm out of the fucking industry, dude. I don't want to be that. Like, come on, dude. What is this shit? All of a sudden, now everyone's like supposed to be like in favor of the presidency, and it's the gayest shit ever,
dude.
It really
is.
Actually,
mad gay, dude.
It's so funny, dude, because I'm just realizing I've never liked the I never liked the guy who is president.
I don't like any politician.
You shouldn't. You shouldn't like the president.
He was gaining points when he wasn't president, and I was like,
Trump,
this guy, yeah.
Trumpy poo, yeah.
Then he became president. I'm like,
once you become a president, you become part of the problem.
This is true.
There's nowhere around it.
Yeah, you're just having fun if you're not president.
Yeah.
You're just goofing around.
Yeah.
As a non-prezi.
Yeah.
You're just figuring it out, man, because no one's figured it out.
But, like, and anyone who served, like, one term and then is like, I want to do another term. Like, that guy's, like, fucking insane.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, I kind of believe the PSYOP, like, the whole idea that, like, he is just doing this as, like, a lesson for us.
Well, he's also doing it so he doesn't go to prison.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
remember,
yeah.
It's like you're going to fucking prison. Trump's like, oh, actually, you can't arrest a president, so I guess I'm
just going to
run for fucking president again.
Yeah.
He's like, this helped me one time. Surely we'll do it again.
That's so funny.
And then, like, when he leaves, he's probably going to, like, do some, like, you know, I fucking give myself a never-ending exoneration where I can, like, never be tried again.
Yeah, well, my favorite is I saw, like, an AI thing of, like, Trump doing ayahuasca.
Nice.
And then just, like, changing his ways. And it's like, this is so funny that somebody thinks this would ever happen.
I saw, like, a Photoshop of, like, Donald Trump with a beard, and it said, DMT changed my life.
Yes, that's it's the same one.
Yeah.
He, like, drinks it, that he, like, cries and, like...
That should be a prerequisite of being the president, is you have to take, like, a mentally destroying amount of psychedelics.
Yes. Yeah.
And if you pass and you don't lose your mind, then you're qualified to be president.
That is kind of the amount of pressure you're going to be under.
You're basically under an ayahuasca trip a day.
Do you think a president's ever cried? Like,
I bet Jimmy Carter cried.
Yeah,
he's a little fucking peanut farming faggot, dude. Fucking crying that he had to give up his morals and shit. Like, oh, I don't wanna. Gerald Ford cried because he's, like, actually retarded. He was, like, an actual retarded president.
Is that true?
Yeah, Gerald Ford was, like, retarded.
That would be...
Like, people joke about how, like, Bush is, like... George W. Bush
stupid,
said, like, retarded shit, but, like... Ford was, like, the OG retard, because he used to play football and shit.
Well, we need to find, like, because he used to be mental retardation that included Down syndrome, but I don't know any of the others, and I'd love to learn about them. You know what I mean? Like,
what,
there's
like
other ones.
You could be a mongoloid.
Yeah, but that's not the... I don't think that's the official...
Yeah.
Isn't it, though? That's basically like if you're just Asian.
Yeah, well,
like, if you were Asian in the 1800s, like,
eyes pop out
mongoloid.
Yeah.
You know that's where the term mongoloid came from, right?
What?
Literally, people started seeing people with Down syndrome, and they thought they looked similar to Asians.
Well, so they do.
Yes, but
you want my fine wine?
You Mongolians! Damn retarded
damn,
Mongolians!
Dude, yeah, all the fucking retards working at fucking New Panda Express and shit.
Yeah. No, that's where it came from. And then I was talking to a black Israelite, and he's like,
oh my
the
God.
Asian man is retarded. And I was like, I don't think
so. They got tails.
I was like, black Israelites just got it all figured out.
Yeah.
Whenever you think Israelites are evil, remember, there's also black Israelites.
Yeah. They are so much fun.
They are fucking fascinating.
Yeah, you can just watch them from the other side of the street.
Well, you have to watch them from a safe distance. Yeah. I don't want them anywhere near me.
They see you, they're like, you devil.
Yeah.
Get over here. Get over here, white devil. Give me some fucking money.
Yeah. Also, explain yourself.
I want to break the third wall first. The fourth wall? Is it the third wall or fourth wall?
Don't worry about it.
Whatever wall I'm breaking, it's shown you have such a good relationship because I think I started podcasting with my girlfriend in the apartment. I think that started ruining things.
Really?
The fact, this is just so nice because she looks totally happy and we're saying bad stuff.
She's like the happiest woman in the New York comedy scene, dude. She's married to Joe Gorman.
I know. There's like a direct timeline with when my girlfriend started like staying home while I podcasted and when our relationship fell apart.
Well, you also got to remember, like, you know, this is not like a podcast that will get you a lot of pussy. So I think that's like another reason.
Well, I don't know why I'm here then.
Yeah, dude. Well, look, dude, it's not like plug talk. You know, where we're bringing in like porn stars and shit.
Yeah.
We're just like comedians. And also, like, this whole apartment is also a comedy podcast studio. This is Goomy Studios.
Goomy Studios.
Yeah, this is like a Goomy Studios. Kelly's podcast is recorded here. My podcast is recorded here. A handful of Yes Offense episodes have been recorded here, dude. We got a fucking big, big library, dude.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like, I would say, like, this is even the number one competitor to Gas Digital. At this point, is Goomy Studios.
Well, we're definitely knocked out of the equation. We used to have a two apartment podcast. Morning Good and News from Bed took place in the same.
That was the golden era of New York podcasts.
R.I.P. Patty DeFino. Yes, R.I.P. Yeah,
I can't believe he fucking took his own life.
It's so crazy.
It's fucking awful.
Yeah, it's weird. He blamed my podcast for it too.
It's just like it's like heartbreaking that his mom was the one who found his body.
On top
of everything.
Really creative the way he did it, though. I was kind of impressed. I didn't think he could do that.
I didn't think so many hamsters could fit into a human asshole.
No.
If there was anyone that could, you know, change the standard of what we believed,
it's
it was
Patty. But, you
know,
it is
rest in power, Patty.
It is rest in power, I'll say that. But it's also impressive that, you know, whenever something like that happens, I like that the state, you know, starts a new law where there's a limited number of hamsters you're allowed to buy now. Because of Patty's Law is what they call it. Because if you buy too many, people know what you're going
to
do with them.
Patty's Law, where it's like you can only buy four hamsters at a time because any more than that, you're definitely sticking them up your ass.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. There's always I call them like I don't know what I call them because brands work it slow today. But there's a thing that happens when something terrible happens. A new law just has to be made.
Yeah,
people can't just accept that bad things happen. Like I remember when I was in college, before I got to college. A girl got raped at the beach.
Nice.
Let me emphasize, before I got to college, I was not a part of the beach.
So you were raping you were raping at a college level in high school.
Yeah. I'm like lying. Like, you know,
quite the prodigy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually in Sigma Chi.
They would never believe that a younger kid would do it.
He's putting up the numbers of like a young adult. Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was...
They're so much bigger than you at that age, too.
Yeah, it was a really... I don't know. I was buried basically with only my head and my penis in the sand. And so people were surprised that I made it happen. But I am responsible for the 2011 Panama City beach rape that happened.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know.
In Panama City?
Panama City Beach. A lot of people got arrested for it. I got away scot-free. So.
Take me down to the Panama City where the girls get raped and the laws ain't pretty. Oh, yeah, I raped a woman there. Take me down to the Panama City because I want to fuck a girl and make her not pretty. My name is Michael Good. Michael Good.
But then they decided you can't drink on the beach anymore because
what a bitch!
I know, it was such a funny thing. It's like
so everyone got raped.
Yeah, exactly.
Just one little goofball had to ruin it for everybody.
Yeah, no, what exactly.
That's why you don't leave any survivors.
Yeah, that's a smart plan. But or you just frame a bunch of people, which is what I did.
Nice, that's pretty cool too. A bunch of black guys, right?
Always a good
bet. Roving gang of blacks on the beach looking for a drunk white woman.
Yeah, it's funny when you say roving gang of black guys. I picture like them on hoverboards.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't imagine a bunch
they
of
got
like
shades on.
You don't imagine a bunch of like 12-year-olds with Skittles in their backpacks wearing hoodies.
No.
That's what I think when I think of murder of blacks.
Or just the roving. I picture like what do you call them? The hoverboards, but then they could also go into water for some reason because they're on the beach.
Ooh, it's like that's like the ideal future where the hoverboards can go over water.
Yes.
Yeah.
Black people wouldn't even on a hoverboard. They're not going there.
That would be funny if like if a black guy got framed for like raping somebody at the beach, and then the cops are just like, "We know you guys don't like the beach. It's not really your thing."
It couldn't be a black guy.
Unless
wait a minute,
yeah, certain countries, yeah, but yeah, let's.
They're like, how close was he to the water?
What terrifying countries have aquatic black people?
Jamaica.
No,
it's an island.
They're all on the but they don't leave the beach.
they have to know how to swim.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it scares them.
Well, all right, so where other country?
There's no countries that have black people.
Yeah, coastal towns of Africa.
They never cities. Left them.
Aren't those whites only?
Some of them.
Like South Africa. South Africa is white, white still place, white, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the thing Elon Musk is getting like accused of? Like
apartheid.
Okay. Oh. Did he do that?
Yeah. Well, his family benefited from it.
Of course they did.
Apartheid's like a relatively new thing in Africa too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I knew they had some crazy thing. I watched the doc. The only thing I ever heard about it was that. You ever watched that Hamilton Pharmacopoeia show?
No, hell no.
What?
No? It was this Vice guy.
Fuck no.
No.
Vice is gay, dude.
This is when it was cool.
Vice used to be cool.
This is when it was cool.
Yeah.
He was like this dude, and he went to like do Quaaludes in like South Africa. And
that's cool.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, yeah. All right.
Yeah, but there's some theory that they use Quaaludes as like crowd control to like blow out. Apparently, you can still get them, by the way. Apparently, like, they're not as good as, like, Xanax, though.
Quaaludes?
Yeah, because in high school, I was like, I want to get Quaaludes, because, like, what's it called? Wall Street. Yeah, yeah. And then all the Reddits were like, they're not even as good as, like, Xanax. So, I don't know.
The, shit, you just, fuck, Quaaludes. What was the thing before that? What country?
South Africa?
No, it doesn't matter. South Africa? Fuck.
Elon doing something?
It wasn't that. Just keep going.
Okay.
Fuck.
I'm actually doing a personal journey though. I'm doing a health journey for 2 months. Which,
no more ketamine?
I actually did it on Thursday. I did a lot of it on Thursday. Have I seen you since then?
No.
Dude, this is crazy, dude. Thursday. So my roommate's 22, which is a problem because
deliciously young.
Deliciously young.
Is it a boy?
He's a
his whole life
boy.
Ahead of him.
Whole yeah. life of him. The problem is, I think I'm 22 now, so I'll be drinking with him. I'm like, dude, we're so fucking young.
Yeah, we're gonna live forever.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, dude, we're gonna have comedy careers, all that stuff. And then I went to like his sketch comedy show, and I had like 2 beers there. And then afterwards, he's like, hey, do you want to go to BYOB karaoke? We should drink Four Locos. And I was like, yeah, I want to show him like I'm a cool guy. So I'm like, I can drink Four Locos.
Yeah,
fine.
You can still hang with the youngins.
Yeah, yeah. And I drank Four Loco. I drank a bottle of wine.
Oh, you're fucked.
Then we hop in a cab. And apparently, I immediately like hopped out of the cab to go pick up ketamine.
Oh, of course. How could you not?
Yeah, and I was like, I'll meet you guys at the bar. I snorted the ketamine before getting in a new cab.
Nice.
Then
nice.
I got in the cab, and then I vaguely remember telling the cab driver, I have no idea where I'm going because I'm from a different dimension. And I literally like could not give him directions home. So he eventually kicked me out. There's a picture. This is all piecing things together. There's a picture of, I remember just being like, I have no idea where to even start. I'm not in the wrong dimension completely. No idea. There's a picture some guys sent me of me and him. And he goes, I put you in a cab on the way home. Hope you made it.
That's so funny. Dude, that's so funny when like you just get random people babysitting you because you're such a level of fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they're
yeah.
like, we'll make sure you get on the cab. We'll make sure, what train are you trying to take?
Yeah.
I'll
yeah.
make sure you get on this train. Like, there's good people, you know, but that's like the difference between like a dude.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Because, like, a
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, that was a
like,
fucked up chick.
Us,
I
would have
been butt fucked.
Unless, like, you're like, unless, like, it's like me who's like an ugly chick. Because I feel like I'd be an ugly chick if I was like a woman.
I can see you have good tits.
Oh, maybe, but like, my busted ass face, dude, always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
I don't know why I see you as a hot, thick Latina.
What? Damn, that'd be fucking cool, dude.
I see you as like a Guatemala with like a juicy ass.
Yeah, dude. I got like that little fucking tramp stamp, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have sex with men in public.
You're so bad, Michael. I can't I do like good.
You're bad, Michael.
You're such a bad
you
boy.
You retarded. Michael, you retarded.
You stupid. You're doing yeah. ketamine. I don't know what to say.
Ketamine.
You come home on ketamine again, Michael?
You come home
you're
on
ketamine. You're doing the ketamine,
you
man?
Embarrass me. You embarrass my family.
Yeah. But that fucking dude.
She turned Asian.
Then I eventually made it home, and the videos of me are like, oh, they're insane.
Yeah, you sent one where you're just like a little unhinged.
Yeah, dude, I'm just, everything kept starting and then stopping. I metaphorically and physically put all the cards on the table when talking to my roommate. I was like, I'm going to be honest, I'm going to put all the cards on the table.
Yeah.
I took all the cards out of my wallet, and I just put them on the table. And I lost the bag, which is kind of funny,
oh,
too.
Oh, that sucks.
It does suck, but whoever found it, I really love the idea of somebody thinking it's Coke and just having a way different night.
Oh, dude, that's like so, that'd be so wild to be like, all right, free Coke, and then instead you get like completely detached from reality.
Yeah. yeah.
You're just like, oh, fuck, you just go into the upside down.
Yeah, dude, no, it's...
But I mean, like, ketamine, it's intense, but it only lasts for like... You know, maybe like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, I think the problem is I kept snorting it because that was the only thing I understood. Mm. So I was like, so I just for 2 hours tried to find my way home and like
That's
didn't
awesome.
Have any like actual fun. I was just like, I just remember roaming the streets and being like, but then I was out on Friday and I made a bet with one of my friends. He has a bachelor party coming up. And I think abs are very gay. I want to say that. I never want to be a guy with abs. But I was like, I bet you I can get abs by your bachelor party. And he said, there's no fucking way if you do that, I'm paying for the bachelor party. You don't have to pay for the Airbnb. So I'm like basically.
You're trying to get shredded now.
I'm just yeah, just for that, and then I'll never
How
do it again.
How long do you have?
May 25th.
Yeah, you could be. You could.
I mean, you just have to like not eat.
Yeah,
and like you just have to like lose like all your fucking liquid weight.
Yeah, I think I could do it. I think I could do it.
Broccoli.
Some salt to make sure you're getting like all the fucking liquid out of you.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm going to do this. But yeah. Either way, I'm going to try not to drink for 2 months.
That's a lot. That alone will probably have you drop like 20 pounds.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The one time I am drinking is the weekend before the bachelor party because I just don't want to have zero alcohol tolerance. So maybe I will not eat but drink only on that day
but
not have
food.
Well,
you can drink like low-carb like vodka and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be fine. I $650 is so much money.
That's a lot.
Yeah, so I'm like, this would be stupid. And there's no downside. If I don't get the app.
You just have to pay for your Airbnb.
Which I was going to do anyways.
Right.
Yeah, so this is the one time I will ever try to have abs. If this doesn't work, then I'm never having them because that's the most incentive I'll ever have.
Right.
Abs. I'm not going to be a Marvel superhero. Or.
Well, like it's not like people walk around with like 8% body fat all the time.
Yeah, it's insane. Like I think every time I see a man with abs, I lose so much respect for him.
It's like you got to be doing something. Or it's also like such a commitment. Like.
You're not a fun person. What are you fucking... You got a real problem.
It takes you out of it, because, like, I'll watch a movie with, like, The Rock, and he's like, yeah, I'm a detective. But it's like, no, you're fucking not, because your fucking biceps are 36 inches.
Yeah.
Like, there's no scene where he's just constantly, like an hour and a half out of his week, he's just meal prepping.
Yeah.
Putting, like, rice and chicken into, like, containers. He's like, I'm going to catch that thief while I'm at it,
No, he's probably eating donuts, smoking cigs.
Right.
Like cutting up little lines of Adderall and snorting it so he can stay up awake, so he can find the killer. That's what I hope our detectives are doing.
That's what they should be doing.
If I saw a detective who had abs, I would fucking, I don't know.
Get out of here, yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah. But now also, I think maybe just as a guy with a belly, I just like, always, I remember I was in a relationship with my girlfriend. I used to be so intense about it. I was like, every guy with the abs is a fucking loser.
Yeah. Well, it's true.
Yeah. I think everybody with abs is, unless, I don't know, it's weird because there's certain things, it's kind of like the whole, is there any word other than wigger to describe what that is?
No. Just like a white guy who acts like he's black.
Yes. I have a problem with straight guys that act like they're gay. Because if you're gay, you have abs. You put, I'm like, that's fun gay guy stuff. Same with like a black guy that does black guy stuff. But then a white guy starts doing it or a straight guy starts doing gay stuff. It kind of bugs me.
It's called gay baiting.
I think, yeah. I've heard that, yeah.
Certain styles don't. Like, whenever I see a black guy with like a Def Leppard shirt, I'm just like, You don't really like Def Leppard, because even white people don't really like Def Leppard. You know what I mean? I'm like, you don't like Def Leppard, dude.
A very select group of white people like Def Leppard.
Right, and they're all like...
And they all hate black people.
Yeah, exactly. And they all did blow in the 80s.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, if you like that kind of
shit. They're all missing
a limb. I liked Def Leppard, I think, until I was like 20, and then I was like, oh, this actually sucks.
Well, they have...
Like, you just like, it's like good party music.
Yeah, there's
you're
some
gonna, like,
hits.
Fucking party.
They have arguably some great, like, Pour Some Sugar on Me when it comes on at like an event. Everyone's
you gotta be like,
drinking.
You always gotta be like already fucking right. Like, it's not like you can.
They played at school dances.
Yeah, you can't like be in like a fucking traffic.
No.
Listen, like, all right.
Like, you'll be like, the fuck. Yeah, you'll get pissed off if anything. You'll be like, this is not.
You know what?
Pour some sugar on me time.
There's certain timelines in your life where you hear a song and you haven't heard it enough times to dislike it.
Yeah.
Like, I actually don't like AC/DC, but it's because I've just heard so much AC/DC. Like, there was a time period I was like, this is the best band ever.
Yeah.
And then you just hear something gets overplayed too much and makes you. Not like it. Or you know what? People liking shit can piss me off. I have some friends that I'm like, I have friends kind of a hipster, and if he starts liking something, I think it's garbage.
Ted Lasso.
Never even seen it. Never would.
And I won't either, because every single faggot I've ever met in my life has been like, I think you would really like
Ted
Lasso.
Oh, I know. It's always like people that have like no idea what comedy is.
Yeah.
Thing, dude. The show is so funny, and it's like
my mom, who is
it's
obviously
like
a
faggot.
Feel
good funny. That's what they always say. You look at me. It's comedy, but you feel good, and it's like it's sympathetic to people. And I'm
like,
that's
like,
not
I hate
funny.
That shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kelly's nice.
No, I heard they were gonna make it. I heard they were gonna make it like meaner, but then they're like, they told
he
me
just
that.
Shaves this chunks of his mustache.
But they have like a new season coming out.
Oh, it's back.
It's gonna come, but like, here's the thing, dude. Like,
fuck him. Dude.
It seemed like Ted Lasso's like a lot of its like popularity was just a result of the pandemic, because like everyone was like locked up. And we had nothing to do.
Yeah, I just need to feel good.
So I
just
need to feel good
Lasso.
And be reminded that humans are good, because then you turn on the news and it's like black people assaulting Asian people. Yeah.
And us getting blamed for it. Guys like us.
They're like, oh, yeah, these MAGA people. Yeah. It's like, are you sure it's not Blacka?
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't know any white guys named McAfee who are fucking... beating on babies. That's what every article would say. It'd be like, the unknown, the guy, the man who did this, Mokafe Amumugabe, did it, not saying his race
what do you,
ever.
Do you think, real quick, funny. So that was a mini race war that happened between the blacks and the Asians.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, what are some, like, rising tensions that could go the other way? Do you think, like I'm saying, like, I would love to see, like, an Indian Mexican.
Versus Mexicans,
yeah. Something, like, kind of out of the blue that you didn't really know what was going on.
For the
on.
Horniest fucking minority.
Yeah, the difference. I think the Mexicans are getting the most pussy. The Indians are
we
just
want this,
yeah.
We like this pussy, and again. Then the Indians are like, no, sir, I want the boob and the vagine. You cannot have it. You cannot have a monopoly on the boob and vagine. And the Mexicans are like, gay.
You border hopping fuck.
Have you seen that video of the girl doing the catwalk in India?
No.
It's so funny. She does a POV. She's like, I'm going to do a catwalk in India. And then just every dude's like losing their mind and pulling out their phone.
Yeah, of course.
Just behind
yeah.
her is like 45 horny Indian oh, guys, yeah. just like, oh,
yes. Better girl.
The boys.
That's dude, crazy. How fast do you think if you're a woman, you can make an Indian guy just nut?
Like, three seconds,
like a real
dude.
And not just, yeah, not Nish Gupta.
No. It's totally different because, yeah. The horniness in India is different than the horniness. When I mean India, right.
It's unfathomable.
Mean, yeah.
It's like, it's all because of the arranged marriages and stuff.
Yeah, well, apparently, like, somebody was talking about this, that's they don't have to develop game right. because they're just like, yeah, my dad's going to set me up with somebody. That was just kind of like the culture. So it's like you don't have to learn how to talk to women. And when you don't know how to talk to them, you're just exploding. Sexually.
Yeah.
You're
how could
like,
you stop?
Because you only look at them as like an object. You don't know them as a person.
Right. Yeah. Once you learn their personality, you're like, ew.
Yeah.
That's with a lot of them over here, let me tell you.
Yeah. You're like, ew.
Would you guys like arranged marriages if it could be a thing?
No way.
No, I don't think my mom's like taste. I think she'd get me some fucking boring chick.
Yeah.
My dad, they'd hook us up with some fucking loser broad.
Yeah. Damn. My mom would be like flat chested, no ass white chick. I know she would.
Maybe someone that has a lot of land at least.
Oh, that'd be so sick. The guy who gets the arranged marriage and he's just like, she's fucking hot as fuck. And
dude,
like,
that'd be fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah.
That never happens.
Yeah, right. No.
They're both hot too. That's really rare
impossible.
In India. I mean, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indian women can be a fucking tasty little dishes of curry.
Yes, and I didn't notice that until I got here because
did you see all these sexy
Indian
women in New York comedy, dude?
It's crazy, yeah.
You want to book them on a couple of your shows, huh?
Yeah, dude.
Try a few scenes out of the old.
Tell them to come down to Panama City Beach.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
I know what happened to Panama City Beach.
You know, I will say a weird porn I watched recently. I liked it. I know I always. This is just always where the podcast.
That's fine,
goes.
Of course, man.
There was a guy who's buried in the sand, and this woman just starts farting in his face.
Oh, I love that.
And I'm like, this is weirdly hot.
That does nothing to me.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm sorry. You had a normal childhood, so you're
given
not destroyed
up,
by.
I had to give up porn recently.
Why?
I was fart molested as a kid. So I meant to it. The principal of my high school, she would always just fart in my face.
Nice.
What are you? What? Yeah. Why?
No, I'm kidding.
She was like, knew you were a deviant and was like, you like farts, huh? And would just walk by you and be like,
no. Oh, you like farts, huh, Michael?
Like
I'll give you all the farts you want.
Yeah, like cram your face in it.
Yeah,
she'd
do,
like,
do the jackass thing where she puts like a glass mask on my head.
Yeah.
Like a spaceman mask. And she's just in the other end. Yeah.
Yeah. I went and so I've given up porn like very recently because I went and saw Anora.
Can you just say quit? Given up?
Right.
Like
okay,
you're
right.
You are a hero.
Hiatus.
Given up.
Hiatus for a while because I went and saw Anora. And have you seen Anora?
No.
All right.
Oh, no.
Mickey Madsen's in it.
Ooh,
the
nice.
Main chick. She's just like naked the whole time.
Ooh.
Nice. She looks great. And
she
so
got
her,
a bush?
No. Not but she's it. Super like graphically naked. All her friends are naked.
Beautiful.
And I was exactly. But the whole time I was there, I was like, yo, this is super hot and it's doing nothing chemically for
Why?
Me.
Why?
Because I was just fried. Like I was like, yeah.
You had like a little bit of a porno overload.
What's the word? What's the thing?
You have a high tolerance.
Yeah,
now.
But it's. I'm. Fuck.
See, this
I'll
is so
it
the
minute.
Wrong way to do it.
I know.
See,
fuck
this,
you.
This is how you got to do it. Of course, all of us watch absurd amounts of pornography till our brain's fried. What you do in that case is then you start looking at pictures of girls in bikinis, but you take massive amounts
sensitive.
Of boner pills. So you go, I could still get hard looking.
Nice.
Yeah. Look at this. I just
power through. Or maybe I'll switch over to men to cleanse the palate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take a little tolerance break from jerking off to boobs and jerk off to a couple of hot dicks.
People don't realize that. You just got to go buy. That's what it is. No, I will say this.
High tolerance.
I started whacking off to like vintage Harry Bush, just naked pictures of women. Nice.
Yeah, all the women. You Google and you find that they died in like 1993.
Yeah, and tell you what, that's been doing it for me. And it's such a healthy jerk because I'm like, I'm jerking like my dad did. I'm like, this is healthy.
But they're just pictures?
Yeah, they're just pictures.
That's different. See, I'm talking, I've taken a complete break from watching porn.
Yeah, I just took
I'm desensitized.
Step.
That's what it
is.
There it is.
I'm watching Anora. Like, it's, I used to watch any movie when a porn scene would happen that's like, or a sex scene that's hot would happen. I'd just be like, hell yeah. Like, I'm a little chubbed right now.
Right, but that's because, like, you were like a child. And
no,
you didn't
it happens still randomly. I'm just saying, Anora, though, should have happened. Like, it had all the ingredients.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just, when I left, I said, maybe I need to make a change in my life.
No, I feel that, but my thing is, I think the porn tolerance thing, it, tell you what, it goes down. You quit for like, you quit jerking off for like 3 days, then you hop back into it, you start back from base one.
It's pretty bad, yeah. You relapse
hard.
You
reset fast.
Yeah. You beat, if you do go back to porn, you jack off like 3 times in one night.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Actually, I went kind of the other way, so I didn't watch porn or jerk off for 3 days. That's when I could just go back to vintage hairy ladies. But they got to have a look in their eyes where they're like, ooh. Like, there's got to be a glance. There's a glance in the woman's eye that, like, that's, I don't know. There's something human about it that makes me jizz. And then also knowing that they died. I have to look up.
That's
sure,
like a big benefit.
Make sure that they're dead. Because the idea that their ghost is going to haunt me makes me come harder.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. I'm nutting. Ooh.
Yeah, you are summoning them in some way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, Ava, is it, who's the one? Ava, who killed herself?
A lot of them.
Yeah,
the one who recently
Jesse Jane OD'd. Like, no one, she'll never rest. Like,
yeah.
It'll never happen. Like, that sucks. She'll never be able to go completely to rest because someone will just summon her with sheer will.
We should do a true crime detective.
It's real.
Of all the porn stars that got murdered. That should be a bias investigating dead porn stars. Even though I think all of them just killed themselves.
Ava Adams?
But we're going to.
No, Ava Adams is still alive.
She's still alive?
We can do a theory maybe that like Johnny Sins is actually murdering all of them.
Ooh, that would be interesting.
It would be, James Dean.
James Dean
already
revenge.
Violated, like, you know, the safety words and shit.
Was that his thing?
Apparently, he was like, allegedly. Yeah, he was like doing like, he would do like, you know, punishment style porns where he'd like spank them and choke them and slap them around. But apparently, like, you know, they were like, they all had like established safety words and they would say it and he wouldn't listen.
Yeah. It's very different from his regular porn where he's smacking and beating up women.
Yeah.
On camera too.
He was getting method with it.
Oh, yeah. The, well, actors get carried away.
Yeah.
Naughty boy.
I've talked about it before. He has like the most, the videos are like the most disturbing, like just titles.
Yeah, is it really? Yeah, I've never
one of them was like, turn this little girl into fuck meat. And I was
ooh.
Like, and it, the first picture, because there it's like before and after. So the first picture is her just regular. And the next picture is her just being fish hooked.
Nice.
By like all everything. And you're like, Jesus, dude.
Yeah.
Chill out.
Yeah, that, you know, it's hard to have any opinions on this because it seems like there's only one right opinion is naughty, naughty.
Yeah. If they're into it, it's cool. Don't get me wrong. It's just like, Jesus.
I thought this was a pro-rape podcast. What am I doing now? You guys keep lying the format. I thought it was a...
That's why we invite you on.
I thought this was a pro-rape Christian podcast.
We got him again, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Coming to my podcast parlor.
Building. No, yeah. It's something, obviously, that is fucking gross. But it's like, it's crazy and disturbing to find out that's like so much of porn. But I don't know. I like to think the porn I watch, where like the old ladies are like... Fucking young dude. I like to think that that's
the classic,
the good stuff. I don't know. But then the porn stars came out. They're like, I hate my life. I'm like, is anybody having fun doing this?
I know.
Am I the only one having fun in this porn?
I think there's like a new wave of porn stars that really enjoy it now.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
or know how to spin it at least. Yeah. Better. Like, they're like, yeah, I'm fucked up.
Well, they know how they make their money.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's like.
They're on podcasts.
Yeah, it's like, look, I can do this and I can also do this and it allows me to do my favorite thing, which is fuck people while being watched.
Yeah, more and more of it. I don't know. I it is weird because I never understood like the disturbing. Like I'm a very I've sent pictures of my penis, pictures of my butthole, pictures of everything. But the one thing I never wondered, somebody was like why does it? I was just like, it's just my body. That was kind of my initial principle. I was
it's
like,
your
it's
choice.
Yeah, but then somebody brought up the fact that when you hook up with somebody, there's something special about the fact that they're the only one experiencing that. And if you get a video or a sex tape, then everybody's experiencing a moment that was shared between two people. And I never thought about that. And I was like, shit.
That's cool, though.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a good one.
Yeah.
If it's a mid one, then that's...
I made a sex tape one time, and it's so funny because she's completely out of frame, and it's just my ass. Nice. And, like, belly fat. I'm just like, yeah. And by the way, just no endurance. I have no endurance. I get tired in fucking 2 seconds.
Oh.
Nice.
It's a shame. You got to stretch during the day, dude. Joe and I limber up all the time. You should see us.
Yeah.
We're just walking.
You guys stretch together?
Yeah.
Wait, have you seen that guy, the stretcher, I think his name is? This guy on, like, Instagram, like, is stretching women, like, yoga style, and his nose is just, like, right in their ass.
Oh, nice. Oh,
that's nice.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's so
blame him, good dude. Con.
But he's, like, obviously, like, playing. People love,
they
like.
They know it. The girls are in on it,
obviously. Yeah, but everybody's, like, people love to play off things like that on Instagram. Yeah.
Right.
One of my favorites is some guy posted a video of, like, him, his wife, and his kids on, like, a raft on, like, a thing. His wife has just the giant tits. And it went completely viral. But the guy had, like, one other picture on his Instagram. He's like, let me just post a family video. And all the comments are just like, Jesus Christ, I want to fucking fuck your wife. So, and he's like, guys, this is a family page. It's like, you have to know that your wife's tits are ginormous.
Yeah, come on, dude.
Put that shit on private, dude.
Yeah, share the wealth.
Yeah, everybody's just like, these kids were so goddamn lucky they got to suckle from those things.
I know, dude. Lucky-ass kids, dude.
I hide pictures of my girlfriend from people.
Why?
Yeah.
No reason.
That's a really funny idea. I'm like not a high profile comedian. It'd be funny to
not
get
the same reason we just listed. Yeah. That's just to specify that she's not ugly, because it's I'm feeling like that's what people could interpret.
Yeah. Well,
it's not.
I didn't catch any of that. I was
just
thinking
just
about
saying.
The thing I had to
tits.
Say, yeah.
All right, go. Go, Michael. Sorry.
I it would be really funny at like my level of comedy, which is nothing, to post pictures of my girlfriend but have her face like blacked out. Like if I got a new girlfriend and everything,
yeah.
Like I act like it's like
I gotta protect her.
Yeah, yeah.
Deal. Yeah.
I gotta protect her from these trolls.
Yeah. That's a good one. Those are always funny. Or the people post pictures of their baby but the face is covered.
Right.
I blur my mom sometimes because I don't want people to.
I blame my mom's tits because I said those are only for this game.
Yeah.
I think
you get
once,
first.
Yeah.
Michael gets first taste.
Yeah.
Yeah. People do. Even at our shitty level, people say crazy shit, though.
What do you mean?
People say, like, weird shit in comments and things like that.
I'm gonna
kill I thought you were talking about me just saying I wanted to suck my mom's tits.
No.
Okay.
Who could blame you, dude? We're not blind.
We get it.
Yeah.
We're all there.
In the comment, yeah, I haven't had
her
any
DMs. I had someone be like, "I'll give you a spot if you show me your girlfriend's tits," and I was
nice,
like,
"What
dude. The fuck's your problem?" And they were like,
"Did you?"
No, they were because I don't think,
dude, is that how you got on Don't Tell?
Getting all the spots because I'm like, I'm gonna send this to the other comedian bookers. No,
yeah,
no, it was some idiot, and I don't think he realized I had a girlfriend, but I was like,
oh, so he was joshing.
Yes, he said he was. Again, I don't.
The way
I always
joke with women that I run a show, and you know, every time I joke, I'm like, yeah, you know, maybe just, you know, send like a video of you with your pants down and like, you know,
let
cucumber.
Me see your asshole. Yeah, let me get a little look.
It'll get some views.
And then,
I want to make sure it looks good on stage.
And then when they block me, I say it was literally just a bit. It was you
what's your problem,
do,
bitch?
You can't
hey,
even do
slut,
comedy anymore.
I'm gonna. You think that's funny? You think it'll still be funny when I kill you?
Yeah. Yeah.
You think it's funny to block a good guy like me?
Please, please take a video of you with, what is it, whipped cream, put it in your ass, fart it out onto an ice cream sundae.
Jesus.
Nice.
And then blocked. It's crazy.
I don't get it, dude. So it's against the law to be a hopeless romantic?
I know, right? Me too. It ruined everything.
Damn, dude. People got to chill out, dude. Let my man cook, dude.
I know.
Let Michael fucking cook,
let me
dude.
Cook and let her make dessert where she farts whipped cream onto it. Yeah. Ice cream.
You're
sundae.
Such a little fucking kinky goof.
Yeah, dude.
Would you ever get into the adult film industry?
Buddy, thought about it. My brother's like, you should do it, dude.
You don't have the endurance.
You have like
said.
The that is you have like the personality. That's all you.
All, the
all,
voice.
All
is,
a male porn star is
so
a personality
sweet.
And just like a desire to actually do it. Because like a lot of guys are like, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think like. I mean, my biggest fantasy would be like hosting the AV. I want porn friends. I want to be that guy who rolls with the porn crew.
Oh, you're out. You'll be there one day.
Thank you, man. Me and Adam 22 just fucking
hell
bumping
yeah.
knuckles, and he's just like, oh, I have no charisma or anything. I'm like, you're the best.
You're cool, man. I like your crypto
dude,
scams.
Yeah. I can't even watch that guy's fuck, dude. It's just it's disgusting.
What is it?
Him. Like, he's like, I'm not gay or anything, but like, he is a disgusting enough where I notice it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, his videos with him and his wife, because they fuck
along
the chicks
the
after.
Yeah, yeah.
I've looked them up, and I'm like, oh, let's see what they got. And I've never been able to, like, jack off to them.
Why not?
Because he's
he fried
gross.
His brain with so much pornography.
That too.
He's watching Enora 12 hours in a row. Now he can't come unless it's a Russian chick.
But he's gross. He's like gross. He looks like he's been, you know, when people get burned and then they heal again.
Yeah.
That's like what all of his skin looks like.
You know what that probably is from? I've heard of people get plastic surgery in their face. The rest of them looks really saggy.
Yeah,
maybe he got like plastic
and
surgery in the
face. He has like all these shitty tattoos, and I'm just like, this isn't good. Like, this is bad porn to watch.
Tattoos
I don't enjoy
do ruin porn for me a lot of the time because yeah. I think they're very sexy on a woman, but then I see like a woman pretending to be like a mom, and then she's like, blah. I'm like, that's not a mom. I'm
right.
Not tatted up like
right,
that.
Right, right, right. Yeah, like they got like all these sleeve tattoos. I'm like, son.
Yeah, if NFL yeah. Peaks is in mom's shit, you're like, the fuck is this going
yeah, on? It kind of bugs me. But, yeah, no, I mean, me and him just on a couch getting, he's like, yeah, you want to have sex with my wife? And I'm like, you're the coolest.
Yeah. I remember this one porn, speaking of, like, bad tattoos, like, I don't know if you ever read that Dan Brown book, Angels and Demons.
No, but I've heard about it.
There's, like, this image where it's, like, earth, fire, water, and it was, like, made to, like, all the words kind of bleed into another word, so it's, like, a symbol, but you look at it, it's like, oh, earth, water, fodder. And I just remember, like, I was watching a porn. This guy had like that tattoo, lower, like his side right here, and I was like, "Okay, you're a fucking loser,
yeah.
dude."
Yeah.
He probably thought that was like a way fucking deep tattoo.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was one of my favorite memes. It's like this black, like the back of this black woman's back, yeah. and it's like her grandma, like her grandma that died. It's like, dude, imagine fucking this chick from behind, and you got to come on her grandma's
That's
face.
That's awesome. Yeah. Oh man, in yeah. memoriam.
Yeah.
A girl. Wait, a little while ago, she had down her back the Outkast lyrics.
Nice. Which one? And the whole world yeah, right? loves it when you don't get bow, bow,
bow,
bow,
bow, bow, bow, bow, dot, dot.
I would love it. Hey, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, hey.
It was from that
hey,
song,
yeah.
but I won't repeat it.
Shake it like
case.
A Polaroid picture.
You think you got it? Oh, you think you got it? But got it, just don't get it because it trailed into her ass.
I remember that song reminded me of we used to have skating parties when we were a kid. We'd go roller skating. And,
oh hell
yeah! Yeah, then we'd do the cha cha slide. Man, that was a good time. I think I haven't been roller skating in so long. I don't know if I could still do it.
Why not? Yeah, you can. It's roller
you'd look,
skating.
You'd look. Right at home roller skating.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, thank you.
Like gliding, short shorts, tank top, just Michael Good's day off.
Yeah, I've thought about different styles I could pick up.
Pink
I don't know.
Wheels, mm-hmm. white skates.
Mm. Okay.
Long socks, green, white long socks. Green, green,
come all over
rings. Yeah, you're
loose
oh, yeah.
buttholes.
Yellow shorts,
farts that.
Pink well, not a pink tank top. Yeah, blue tank top.
Mm.
Is it mesh?
Yeah, if you want it to be.
A little bandana.
You can do whatever you want, style wise, but those colors stay.
Yeah, that's why his name is Nimesh Patel because he has a mesh tank top under.
No.
Every single time, yeah.
Yeah. I hated how much I liked that. It got to me.
It would be what if horny Indian guys dressed horny? Like
they, how could they not?
But they just dressed in like gimp outfits.
Do you like my satin robe, baby girl?
What is the safe word?
Oops, my pants fell down.
Yeah,
dude. That's a funny reality.
It's a beautiful
gimp suit. Wow, does it stink after. You thought a regular one
nice.
Did.
Yeah. Wait, I heard there's some club in Germany. It's like a weird like sex kind of club. It's called a Kit Kat club, but apparently you can't get in unless you're dressed very gay.
Ooh.
So like people talk about how they got to go out of their way to get like gay clothes to like.
Yeah, but doesn't that just who that wouldn't that mean there's just a bunch of other straight guys in there trying to look gay and then there's just
yes.
gay guys in there?
But like By going in there, you basically admit, like, I can be a victim or a predator.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's what they want in Germany.
Yeah.
They want a little bit of everything, yeah.
Did you ever see the movie?
You have to have sex.
Irreversible? Yeah. Did you ever see
yeah.
that movie? You saw it?
Is that a transgender operation?
No, but it's, yeah, graphic rape scene. But the opening, they're in, like, a French sex club, and it's, there's, like, a guy on a sex swing getting his ass fisted. It's a pretty wild movie.
Someone loves it, dude.
I'm glad people are still, Eli, it's one of your favorites?
No, it's not one of my favorites. I watched it with my friend who's dead now, and
was it after you saw the movie?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a few years after you watched the movie, but it definitely had something to do with it.
You think he was seeing the guy get fisted? I get how that
maybe. He's a black guy, too, so he did not like the opening of this movie.
Probably, yeah, black guys hate gay shit.
He was like, the fuck's this, man? And I was like, it's foreign. We're watching. He liked foreign. We
he's
liked
like,
foreign.
Sally's like, just blames like anything that's like remotely sexual. He just says it's foreign.
It's foreign.
Like, he's watching Brokeback Mountain like, you don't get it. Yeah. It's like a European fucking movie.
He's a French director, Kevin.
That's what they do. You know, Ang Lee. You know, Lee.
That's so funny, though. I love what, because like, sometimes you're like, man, movies don't take risks. And then some guy writes in a street club, guy gets fisted. Like, that's going to be such a fun day at work. My favorite one is I took a screenwriting class. And this this woman, this woman was so fucking, there's this like dumb middle-aged woman who like got into class. I'm sure because she paid.
Yeah.
Not that I got in on merit. But she's writing, she's trying to be like dramatic. And everything she's writing is like just overly dramatic to the point where it's just hilariously cheesy. Like, her screenplay opens, and a little girl's blowing out her birthday candle, and then she just gets punched in the face by her drunk dad. And he's like, you're worthless. You'll never be a good daughter. It's like, this is not how drunk, abusive people act. They don't, like,
never be a good daughter.
The next one was, like, this dead body, and then there's this dude just, like, pulling his zipper down. He's like, can't wait to get inside this, huh? And you're like, you just made a cartoonishly, like, evil screenplay, but it's so funny. It was so funny.
But that's Cormac McCarthy right there.
Yeah, that's like how like college, those college classes are supposed to go, where it's like,
ooh, so
everyone's
edgy.
Like, damn, you're really pushing the boundaries of what's acceptable.
Yeah, yeah, it was fucking so funny. And then like, it was so funny. She like comes out and she's like, guys, my long-term screenplay idea, like a full movie, is, you know how people have to come out as gay? What about a world where everybody's gay and you have to come out as straight? She's like, because I had to come out as Jewish in the South. And you're like, shut the fuck up.
That's fucking awesome.
And it was
they can tell by your nose or your tits.
Yeah. And you're from Florida. Like, nobody is really that anti-Semitic there.
Until
recently. And now
it's kind of a new acquired
taste. Wait a minute, that's where my money's going?
Yeah.
Now it's the latest sensation that's sweeping the nation.
It really is, dude.
It's wild.
It's crazy.
It's a hot time
now. Two friends that are like Holocaust revisionists.
Oh, that's nice.
And I got to send them like,
what are their names? Patty DeFino and Alex Tomaselli.
It's so funny.
Do some reading that isn't, you know, published in your textbook. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's just funny, too, because I start like, he's like, you can't incinerate that many bodies. And I'm like, interesting. Like, immediately I was like,
but they do throw up that equation of like, if you burned, you're like, I don't know if that's really how they did it, but.
Well, yeah. Also, like, the reason
why
Jews need to start talking about this, they really need, the Holocaust doesn't just include the death camps. So people.
Right. Exactly.
The death camps.
That's what
were
I always
not,
remember. Yeah.
Death camps were like 2 million Jews, but then there was like the work camps where they worked them to death.
There's also mass graves where they murdered people.
Yes. Yeah.
So like overall
experiments.
6 million.
Yeah.
So overall 6 million deaths.
If you're rounding up by a lot.
But like,
I'm kidding.
But like even that in like an entire country, that's not bad.
What's up?
Those are pretty good numbers.
We needed the carbon footprint to go down. All right, global warming was acting up then.
Is that
Hitler knew?
Was he an environmentalist?
He was really environmentalist.
He was a super environmentalist,
yeah. When they burned the books, he was like, all right, stop.
That should be how we stop anti-Semitism. We'd be like, isn't it fucking gay that Hitler was a vegetarian? And then every Nazi would be like, your ass fucking gay.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And it's like, all like the shit like the Nazis used to do, like, I don't feel like we're doing now as like Nazis in America.
We aren't. That's like, why I get so annoyed.
Yeah, the study of the occult.
So this is a Nazi
we should be
podcast.
Like,
I'm on the right.
This is a Nazi podcast. Now I'm on the right. Clearly a Nazi podcast.
If we were all like hanging around Rasputin, Joe is in a gas mask, and a portal was opening, we'd be like, all right, the Nazis, we're Nazis.
Yeah, this is.
That's not happening.
This some Nazi shit.
That's a Hellboy reference.
Okay. I saw it a while back, but
you would have hated it. No titties, dude.
I don't watch movies.
There are even what's her name? The girl who had the stroke, Linda Blair.
Selma Blair.
Or she was saying
Selma Blair.
Poor Selma Blair. She's talented.
Okay, not anymore. what was it? Fucking the Kanye stuff is so funny. Like the way he's like, have you seen his like headquarters?
No.
Is
it a bunker?
He built this. Oh, I got to show you this. He built this like headquarters. It's
put
so
it up
fun.
Here, Joe.
Oh, do we got a.
Yeah, you can send it to us and we'll put
Let me look through some. other things first. All right.
Ooh. No, you gotta keep. We're
no,
on the
we're
pod.
Not. We're not keeping it open. We're not keeping my thing open.
Kanye's bunker. Show us it.
He wait. Give me a second. I'm just gonna Google this. Kanye headquarters.
Is he doing like a pod or something?
It looks like he's literally trying to stop the Jews as like a supervillain.
That's also very funny.
Legion of Doom. It's like comes out of
it
a swamp.
Like, it looks
oh,
like
really?
It's so funny.
He's sitting next to Killer Grodd, who's like, yes, we must exterminate them. Oh,
dude, I got to find this fucking
They're
picture. It's so good. It was like the only thing.
In a gorilla.
Let me check his Instagram. He only posts one picture, so he's probably done something since then, but...
You're taking too long. This is dead
air. I know. I feel so
You've
bad
lost
about
us
this.
Subscribers. Well, by the way, if you're listening, we should have done this in the beginning, like last time. I think it did get us subscribers. Go subscribe if you're listening right now. Listening right now.
I think I said it to my brother. Nah, it's fucking somewhere in here.
Oh, well, thanks for that.
I'm sorry.
Fuck face.
But it's basically a bunch of projectors, so it's like a line of red swastikas, and then it looks like there's just computers everywhere, like a laboratory. Like, he's going to hire workers to, like, stop the Jews or
that
something.
Rules.
It's so crazy.
That definitely sounds like a Hellboy villain now.
Yeah, no, he's fully, like...
Oh, he's gone, like, he's off the rails now.
Yeah, but, you know, I wonder what would happen if we just stopped paying attention. I mean, nobody will stop.
Nobody will.
It is enthralling.
He has a cult.
It is so entertaining.
Yeah, he is a cult of personality.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, it's funny, too, because, like, I think he started doing all the MAGA Trump stuff, and then he lost a lot of black guys, but then I think when he started being, like, the Jews,
yeah.
He started gaining
He got
stuff,
everyone
like,
back. He wanted him back.
He was so quiet for so long on the Jew stuff, and then, I don't know, I just get a little bit pissed off with Jew conspiracy theories, because... It is lazy conspiracy theory. You're I don't know. You're not doing the rest of the math. You're kind of just like jumping.
Yeah,
through.
You're just filling in like A plus B equals C.
Right. Yeah. Do the work.
Like yeah, evil thing plus evil thing equals Jewish people. Yeah. Duh. How about you put in like? How about you get some fancy equations up there?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, but just having a headquarters, an anti-Semitic headquarters, is so fun. Because, like, nobody...
It's like Red Skull, now that I'm thinking,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
I'm thinking
not,
about
not
all
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Except it's Black Skull.
Black Skull. Well, that's the name of the pod, dude.
Yeah, even more evil, dude.
Black Skull featuring...
It is so annoying how cool swastikas do look. Like, it's very...
Yeah.
What Kanye wears, I call them swag stickers.
It's the most perfect icon.
Yeah,
it's the most perfect
it
image.
Looks so cool. Well, to be fair, it's like the Nazis did steal it from other people. So, like,
yeah.
Two groups of people admitted it was fucking very cool.
Yeah, they well also not to be, yeah they turned the Nazis turned it a certain way. The
they
other
reversed it.
India, like, yeah. They don't give. They're like, we're not changing.
We
it
are not.
Yeah.
It's not the Nazi
not
thing,
thing,
man. It's a fucking easygoing, cool thing, man.
Because I first one to notice it. We went in comparative religions to the Hindu temple. We walk in and I'm like, hey, right away. I'm like, what's up with the
What's up with the
swastika? And they're like, oh, my friend, don't you fear.
Baby, don't cry.
Don't. No woman, no cry.
Don't you worry. Hey, baby, don't you. Hey, baby, don't you worry. There's
wait, he just dropped a Nazi song 2 days ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we can play. Well, that's very Nazi. This is pretty bad. What's the German engineer thing? There it is. Oh.
Hey, oh, here we go. All
right.
Nice, dude. He makes an excellent point,
that
dude.
Is really funny. Yo. Whoa. Banger, another banger, Kanye. Oh. Damn. Calling him out, bro. Truth spitter.
It is funny because I think he had like a whippet thing where he did so many whippets that now he like is.
He has a whole.
Oh, this
brain.
Is the fucking headquarters, bro. Look at that.
All right, put it up there, Joe. For real now.
Dude, he's got like a computer lab. He's got guys working.
Oh my God,
dude.
That is
this
red
is an evil lair.
It literally looks like something from Wolfenstein game.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Shout
how
out
can I be Hitler
yeah,
when
like,
I'm
you go to like
beep.
The fucking lost level of fucking Wolfenstein and it's like Kanye's fortress.
God, dude. That's wild. That just that we have that part is good too. That
yeah,
good.
It's
perfect for the pod.
It's so funny because there was like a time period where I remember I had one friend. He's like, look, Kanye's making a couple good. And now it's like, it's just I wonder, like, do you think he's trying to be edgy? Like, do you think, or do you think he, like,
he's off his rocker?
I think it's like a little of both. I think it's like, I think he's like, didn't really believe in it a whole lot, but he wanted to get a reaction. But then, like, the reaction he got, he started believing his own hype, and now he's out of control.
He's gone. So he's always said crazy shit, no matter what's.
And
been
he's
going
liked
on.
Hitler for a while. He wrote a like. Apparently, he wanted to name some album Hitler for a while.
Yeah,
I think it was the
His song "Stronger, Faster, Better, Smarter" that was originally based on Hitler. that which don't kill me will make me more like Hitler.
This is just like, I just want to take a step back and really just like, I cannot believe this is what's happening. It's so funny.
It's wild, dude.
A black Hitler guy. Like, it's you just would not.
And like one of the top black guys too of like the past two decades. Like most influential black guys.
Yeah, he was like the influential black guy.
Dude,
up until
this is what would happen if Jimi Hendrix didn't die. It would have been something similar to this.
Dude, people attribute Kanye West to the reason why black people started wearing like polos and stuff.
And like dressing
kind of right.
Yeah, like fashion. Like, mainstream fashion.
Yeah, instead they went from dressing like 50 Cent to dressing like Hollister kids.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
for real,
because
of Kanye West.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think he did a lot more than that.
No,
like,
I know.
You're like, Kanye made black guys wear polos.
No, that's what I mean. No, just on like a fashion
level. Influentially, totally.
Yeah. So
I wonder if,
like,
do you think black guys are going to start walking rocket swastikas?
All the time. All the time. They love that shit. They love that shit.
Yeah.
You don't understand. They want us to think it's against us, but it's really for us. See, I could see that on the street corner.
I bet you Candace is getting close. She's like, I know
she does hate the Jews right now.
She really hates the Jews right now.
Well, Candace Owens, like, she's all right. She's too much.
She
talks too much.
Oh, I think she's so hot.
She talks too much. She has some awful takes, and she thinks she's funny.
Yeah, she's definitely not.
She's not funny.
Not
that's
funny,
what I don't like about her.
Women aren't funny.
But she thinks she's funny, though.
But
she's
will say this, black women aren't funny.
Oh, black women are the funniest.
An unfunny black woman is...
She's one of
that's
them.
That's a crime.
It is a crime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even, like, you don't even... Being a funny black woman, literally, all you have to do is just say, mm-hmm, at the right time. And that's just
it
kills.
Will slap.
I don't even mean in stand-up, just in real life. Like, they just have to look at you and go, mm-hmm, and you go... All right.
Yeah, black lady
behind
any desk has made me laugh harder than most white people.
And they hit on you in a funny way.
Yeah.
Oh, you sweet thing. You're like,
Yeah. I got cornrows done by a black lady. She was hilarious.
I believe it.
I bet.
She was just like, boy, you looking handsome as hell. And I'm like, you're going to get that tip, aren't you? But I don't know what. She kind of sucks. Charlie Kirk keeps popping up in my shit. That guy's a bitch. I don't know. I just. Why can't they? Is Kanye the coolest conservative? Is that what's going on here?
Well, like the conservatives right now, it's like you don't want to be like on the winning team.
No.
In terms of like political affiliation, because then it just seems like, I don't know, hollow and vague. And right now it's like there's a rise of like being like a trad wife, you know? Like
that's
big with conservatives where it's like, oh, my husband does all the work and I just stay at home and I, you know, take care of everything and I, like, you know, take care of the babies and shit. Like, that's like a big thing with the influencers now. It's like seen as weak if, you know, dual income. Like, if your wife has to
Interesting,
work
too. I'm a huge fan of being a total bitch and letting women pay for things.
Yeah, dude. I also love dual income where it's like, oh, I can just get whatever I want.
Yeah.
It's like, doesn't impact me financially.
Yes. Have you seen that thing where it's like this black guy with like two wives and he's like a stay at home?
Nice.
Guy. It fucking rules. He's
that's
just like,
fucking
yeah.
Awesome.
Let me get some sugar up in here. And it's like him with two chicks. And they're like, we love him. We love Jerome. He's
hell
the best.
Yeah.
And
hell
I'm like,
dude.
This is awesome. And anybody arguing with this, you just shut the fuck up. Ah. This rules, dude.
Yeah, man. What, dude, I don't think any woman I've really dated has made less money than I have. Just the way it
is.
Wow.
They all like have like pretty decent jobs.
Yeah, that's why it's really funny when guys are like, you got to be super successful to get women. It's like women will
Not
leave their husbands to fuck the football coach.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
He's got to be cool.
Yes. Yeah. That happened with us. There was a guy named Coach Wolf who banged so many people's moms. And he lived on campus. Like, he didn't even have a house. He lived in a house on campus. And he, like, destroyed marriages. And he sucks. His Facebook is so funny. It's, like, all these pictures of wolves with, like, quotes on them.
Oh,
like,
the worst
lone
guy.
Wolf.
Yeah, there's two wolves in me. One is nice all the time. The other one, you better hope you never meet him.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always some, I hate those guys, dude.
Well, then we went on a rate, my professor. I keep saying that because everybody, if I say it fast, people think I'm saying rape
it
my
does.
Professor. So I was on a Rape My Professor, and he had all these reviews. It was so funny because somebody goes, Coach Wolf is super racist. But then they put 5 out of 5 stars.
Nice, dude.
And then that's good. On there, I was like, Coach Wolf banged my mom, banged everybody else's mom. When the wolf is hungry, he eats. And then just nobody took it down, which is fun. Yeah.
Did he bang your mom?
No. Unfortunately.
You wanted him to, though.
I don't think... me and him didn't get along because he's also like the principal, and he always tried to intimidate us, but we just laugh in his face because we were like, you're a fucking loser.
Yeah, you live in the you live in campus, dude.
Yeah. Like, I remember I took the background of all the computer screens, and I changed them to, like, a fat, hairy guy in a Speedo.
Nice.
And he, like, pulled me out of class. Like, you think this is funny? You think this is funny? And I'm like, yes, this is funny.
Yeah, it's objectively funny.
Yeah, how are you going to tell me this isn't? You have zero sense of humor if you don't find this funny. But, yeah, that guy sucked. But, I mean, it was annoying that he was getting so much pussy.
Yeah.
You're like, and these were the mom, dude, these fucking private school moms. Oh, my God.
It was probably like for them, it was like forbidden because it's like, oh, this guy has like no direction and shit.
Yeah.
And that's like
private school moms too. They're soulless because they are trad wives. They're home all day.
Yeah.
And their husband's off making money and they're just whined, oxied out.
Yeah, that is really funny. Their husbands are working so fucking hard. Yeah. Like, and then they're just getting their box eaten, just pilled out on Xanax.
Yeah.
I need to get some.
Yeah.
I mean, I do things.
Yeah.
That's it takes like 20 minutes to take care of a house.
It's not that hard. If I lived by myself, I would thrive.
Also, like half of them have maids, and they're like, I've been running errands all day. Errands is the funniest thing, because also, every adult runs errands.
Yeah,
all
you can
day.
Smoke a weed pen while doing it, too.
Yeah.
If I was a stay-at-home dad, once she's out of the house, weed pen all day. Like, I would just be like, everything I did, weed pen. You could just stop me, bitch.
Yeah.
Check your nanny cam.
Yeah,
I'll do the speed thing where it like looks like I'm in one place the whole time, but it's just looping.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I know stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that is a sick life, though. I kind of get why women want that life. Like, it makes sense.
It's a fucking awesome life, dude.
Women have it easy in most of
every society,
time period,
dude.
Every time period.
Yeah.
Stay home and shut up.
Yeah.
Like a woman's complaint is that she can't. She doesn't have enough to do.
Yeah.
That's all women's suffrage was. They were like, I want to do something. It's like, fucking what? Damn, I bet like if the internet came out like just like a little bit before women's suffrage, they would have never been like, oh, who gives a shit? I can just chill on the internet.
We dudes, we just have to do things. Like I don't want to go to work. I don't want to go out ever. I just know if I don't, I'll be a fat, sedentary piece of shit.
Nothing wrong with that, dude.
I just mean, like, I'll eventually just be an antisocial fuck. Like, I need to go out. I need to
You need
interact.
Some level of structure.
You do something.
Yeah.
But if it's, but if I was given the go ahead by the universe of, like, no, you can just do whatever you want, I would just play video games all day. I would never leave
the
apartment.
There are women that are like, oh, I don't have to do anything if I don't want it. Like, it is a thing where, like, I feel like
sluts out there, dude.
Yeah.
Hot ones.
Yeah. Give me some.
Yeah. This is a pro slut podcast. This is a Christian pro rape,
Hamas.
Pro-Nazi, Hamas. Deeply
what else
Christian.
Are we? Anti-government.
Anti-government.
Anti-government, but deep Christian.
Sure. Yeah. We accept.
But anti-Jimmy Carter for some reason.
Yes.
He is
politician, anti-government. He's government.
Yeah, but those last pictures of him were so funny.
Rough, dude.
Just like,
yeah, dude. There's like no way to age like with dignity anymore.
No.
Well, I think also part of it is like we're just living too damn long now. Like nobody can look good at like 98.
Yeah.
Not even those like the oldest Asians, they look like the Crypt Keeper.
They look like shit, dude.
Yeah.
Can't even move. They look like fucking mummified.
Yeah, my grandmother, when she was on her way out, I wouldn't have, but I just, when she's like, you know, like a husk of who she used to be, and all I could think of was like, I could just like lean into her as hard as I could, and it would, I would crack her in half. That's how brittle she looked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really don't like old
like just
people.
From this distance, lean hard, it would have broke right through. It would have been like shoot him dead.
Yeah, they shatter.
Yeah, shatter.
I don't like their smell.
Mothballs and
you know
shit.
What I did for my grandmother? You talk about smell. All right, don't
you fire hose
reel
her
it
down?
In? No, but she had her feet. She was like, my feet hurt, and we were like,
because they're dead.
We were like, why do your feet hurt? She's like, I don't know. They just hurt. My grandfather's like, she's fine. I'm like, I don't think she's fine. So we took off her socks, and her feet
were like everything was like swollen, but the reason was is because her toenails had like grown into her toe,
oh.
or like were cut, and I had to, good grandson, dug them out myself.
Oh my Did you get God. Anything in the will?
No, I don't remember, but it was rough.
Yeah,
it was like
covering tracks. He murdered his grandma.
Dude, I had to like,
I don't know, I guess I got
I
a
like
couple
dug them
dollars.
Out and like was I had to like it was rough, dude, but. She knew I loved her.
Apparently, Alan got an inheritance. You know Alan
Fitzgerald? Yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
Someone told me he got like a sweet inheritance just playing video games. And just
oh, that makes sense why he doesn't work. And
yeah, like that rules. I mean, I don't know if I should be saying, who gives a
who
fuck?
Gives a shit, Alan,
this is a truth-telling podcast.
Michael Good, shut your trap.
Hey, how about you shut up?
How about you shut up?
We
I won't do anything about it.
We joked one time on my
I love him.
We joked one time by podcast about like, you know, like the dry cleaners?
Yeah.
If they just had that for cleaning old people. Like you just put them on like a thing and they kind of just roll around. You kind of spray them down and nice. You get your grandma back. Like you just kind of place them there on like a fish hooks basically.
Where
and just
am
kinda,
I? Yeah. just sprayed.
Yeah. That was a Chris Angel trick one time. He's like, what if I put fish hooks in my back? It was disgusting.
Yeah, that's always extreme shit. Yeah.
You can tell he's gotten too much pussy from magic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No magician should ever get pussy.
No, and it is a thing where it works, too. Yeah. I've seen it a million times.
What have you seen happen?
Well, see, literally, I mean, like, you're just at, like, on a cruise ship, and some guy's like, you don't see a magic trick? And before you know it, every girl's like, oh, my God, there it is.
I'll make your panties disappear.
Like that.
I would be cool to learn like three tricks.
Yeah,
just to drop out occasionally and just be like, hey, "What about this?
A little sleight of hand."
Yeah,
do one of those.
Like, what's that behind your ear?
Like the David Blaine ones he does are insane, and I can't watch them.
He got like some rape stuff, right?
Of course, all the pussy posse has.
Yeah,
which we now we're on this podcast, so we support David Blaine. Now.
We do love David Blaine.
Yeah.
We do.
We don't support him as in he's innocent.
No, I don't like his. I don't like his magic.
A magician never reveals his secrets.
I say I don't like his magic.
He says that on trial for rape. It's like, where were you this night?
I'm afraid I can't. The Wizard's Coven prevents me from. Telling secrets as a child of Merlin. I cannot divulge what happened.
Yeah.
Do you guys believe in actual magic at all?
Yes.
Yeah, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, I would say had a ridiculous thing. Do you know who Shane Smith is? He's a comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know the guy. Sure, he's funny. Seen some clips. Funny guy. But he was on a podcast walking one time about how he used to do satanic magic and it worked.
Mm.
And his story was so unconvincing. He was just like, yeah, no, I started like conjuring spirits, and I could just feel that they're on the other side of the door.
Oh, like,
that's like
that
the
sucks.
Least evidence of anything.
Well, you know, he's like a Christian conservative podcaster.
Yeah.
Well, that's because he got like a bunch of rape and grooming allegations while he was doing comedy in New York.
Hell
yeah.
Did he really?
And he had to leave. Yeah.
Huh.
Look up those accusations.
Okay, so now we support Shane.
I don't know, man. I don't know where we stand anymore.
I've said it on this, I think, before. I'll say it again. Anybody, because Shane Smith was like this in New York, anybody who's showboating is like, yeah, I'm great with women. I love women. Women are my friends. I support women, and you should believe they rape. They rape. Yeah. Guy rapes. If you're talking to me, who openly
says talking to me?
In public that they hate women, doesn't rape. Yeah. Has a girl.
Interesting.
She's probably mad at me.
I'm
right
sure.
Now,
it's,
that's
I'm
why
sure
she mad at you?
Cut and dry.
Who knows?
I'm sure it's
is she still coming out
like
to
that.
Visit you
oh,
this
yeah,
week?
Yeah. But
thank God.
I'm just saying, like, by the time this podcast comes out, she'll have been visiting. And she'll be mad at me.
Nice.
Yeah. That is. I think Russell Brand was hilarious that too, where he got rape allegations.
Yeah.
He's like, actually, I've been a Christian the whole.
Yeah, I love
yeah, for real.
Oh, you can't. I'm baptized, so I guess it's all good. You know, like. Years of making fun of God and religion, but then
yeah, for like decades,
yeah,
he gets in trouble,
and then like you just pivot.
I'm gonna baptize men in the river now.
Yeah.
The funniest video is the video of him saying he's like, all my relationships have been completely consensual, and if you watch it, it cuts. So like he had to do two separate videos of him like I don't know if he was giggling.
He went on a rant, yeah.
Outtakes.
And that fucking hole.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm consensual. Okay. Yeah, it's wild, but I actually kind of liked him for a while because he's very charming.
I hated Russell Brand the whole time, even in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Like, this guy's a cunt.
Oh, I kind of liked him. Funny. I don't know, because you know what he was?
His comedy sucked.
I never watched his stand-up, but he was the perfect. He was the in between the liberal and conservative when that like really was. There was like one guy like that, you know, because there's a lot of people that you're like, oh, it's cool to hear somebody can think in multiple ways, not just be on one side. And then he just went like fucking full.
Well, that's how everyone goes.
Yeah, yeah.
Pick your, whichever side is less likely to shit on you more.
Besides the, I don't know if you listened to the Chris Cuomo Tucker Carlson interview, but
that was fun.
It was fun. I don't know. I two people that I think are giant cunts, and I really wouldn't think I'd want to hear talk. It was interesting
was
to
it
hear them.
They arguing or was it just
they were getting along, and then Chris Cuomo would say something, Tucker Carlson disagreed with, and go, he do his like fake laugh. And then be like, okay. Yeah. Because Tucker Carlson just is a dude.
Yeah, he's a fucking tool.
Yeah.
My mom loves him, dude.
Who does?
My mom.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think he is like, does seem like an open-minded guy in some ways. And I am like, okay, this is interesting.
He's
like,
more open-minded since he lost his gig with CNN or whatever. Fox, yeah.
Who, Chris Cuomo?
No. Well, both
Tucker
of them.
Carlson.
And I was like, this is really impressive to see the two used to be biggest heads in media on a podcast talking for like 3 hours. Only fucking glanced over UFOs, though. That got me a little furious.
Mm.
I don't know. I am getting kind of nut-teased with UFOs, right? Yeah. They keep kind of giving me a little bit, and then it's not enough for me to get really hard.
Yeah, the footage sucks.
Yeah, you want to
fuck
believe.
Your footage.
I want to believe so bad, dude.
The footage is the worst.
I'm like, it is. It really is. And but also, like, it makes sense that they would do it. If they want to do a slow drip, they're not just going to show you a video of an alien.
Literally like a speck across the sky. Right. You're like, that's an alien. You're like... Shit.
Yeah, but it's like they're doing it to the point where we're getting bored of it. It's like the perfect plan. Like that would make sense that you would want.
Right, and then like you give out the good shit while we're just completely like over it.
Yeah, but it's not even bored. We just a lot of people are like, all right, well, just show me it for real. I keep seeing me. I'm like, if I see a light in the sky, I'm not like, give a shit. It's a plane to me.
Yeah. But I mean, there is. I don't know. At this point, there's some crazy UFO footage. Like, there's some that is pretty wild, where it's like you literally see this thing go into the water, then out of the water in like 2 seconds. Like, this is like objectively wild.
But it's always like a fighter jet airplane camera instead of like an HD.
Right.
You know,
it's never like
aircraft
fucking
carrier.
Like 4K camera.
Yeah. It's always like a black and white, and it's like.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Don't get me
see
wrong.
That? What was that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, did you see that? Unidentified. Yeah. I'm gay.
I'm gay.
I wish that thing would go in my ass
and disappear and come back in. Yeah, I think it's legit. I'm like, I 60% think it's aliens.
Ooh.
I 40% don't, because a lot of people don't understand what I'm saying when I say this. So the whole lie there, or everybody says it's a psyop because the government doesn't want us knowing that they have these crafts. Right? That's what they say. They say alien story is a psyop. But in the alien story, we have possession of those craft. So why would we lie and say it's aliens, but also we have possession of it? Because the whole point of... Does that make any sense?
Mm.
Does it? Because everybody just keeps nodding and not understanding what I'm saying.
Sort of. I sort of get it. You're saying they wouldn't... There's no reason to bring up aliens if they have the crafts?
Yeah, because the whole... Everybody says, okay, the government's lying and saying it's aliens so that we don't know that they have these crafts. But in the alien stories, we have the crafts. So if you're a government, you want to say, okay, well, we have crazy crafts and we want people to think these are aliens, not us. We would say there's aliens and we haven't been able to catch the crafts. But in all the stories that come out, they go, we have possession of the crafts.
Oh.
So there's no reason to lie about it.
Right.
If you're just going to bring back to the same point. Because you're trying to hide the fact that we have these crafts, but you're saying that in the things.
I get what you're saying. So you're saying they wouldn't even, if it was a government craft, they wouldn't even bring up that there is a craft.
You wouldn't say that we had possession of it.
Possession of it.
Yeah. You would say it's aliens and we don't know what it is. But also, maybe it's just a fun thing we say to like look tougher. We're like, actually, this is alien technology. It's way stronger than yours. So like China like thinks we're like super advanced. Like
we're just like experimenting on like humans and shit. But we're like, oh, an alien technology revealed how we can do this and this and this.
Yeah. Because it's just so funny to be like, actually, we have missiles, but they're from like outer space to outer space. You know what I mean? Because it does sound like cooler. And like if I was like Russia, that you'd be like, they got alien spaceship. You know what I mean? It sounds kind of like cooler to be like that. But yeah, I don't know. I think some of the stories are fucking hilarious, though. It's like, I don't know. I believe like half of it, but I think it's
that's
also
all they need.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I keep getting bored of it until I hear like I don't know. Some people say they're angels. I don't know.
Time displaced humans, maybe.
Mm.
Ooh.
Yeah. Or I like the idea that it's AI. That
more like gay guy.
God,
I feel like we're really losing steam
here. Oh yeah, we're over too. We can cut it off whenever you
so
got
we're done stuff. Here, dude.
Yeah. Thank you guys for having me.
Anytime,
always.
Brother. Well, where can we see you next? What's the plugs, baby?
The Morning Good podcast. On YouTube, Apple, Spotify, whatever's going on there. Google Podcasts is apparently not a thing anymore.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so it's not on there.
Oh, Doge cut it.
Did he really?
I don't know.
Yeah, so time there. My Instagram is Michael Good Comedy. If you tell me you heard me on this show, then I'll follow you back.
Hell yeah.
Or just follow me if you don't want me to see what your profile is. If you have one of those Pizzagate-style Instagrams, but you just want to follow me and not want me to see your shit, then just follow me, and I won't look at your shit.
Perfect.
If you were running some sort of, as I said, child sex trafficking ring, and you don't want me to see, you heard, you got it, the joke. Anyways, yeah. Thanks.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, guys. Be doing Don't Tell in Danbury this Saturday when this premieres.
I'm getting a guest spot.
follow me on at Silly Selly on Instagram and subscribe to the pod, guys. Like when you're hearing this, go hit the subscribe button, please. Thank you. Bye.
Hell yeah, dude. Joe. And hey, follow me on Instagram at Joe W Gorman. Maybe I'll have some shows coming up. You can the only way to know for sure is to check on my Instagram. But I do think I have some shows coming up this weekend. And I'll let you know about it on Instagram.
Hell yeah, thanks.
Thank you, man. Bye.